Yeah, we're going to wrap up the news of the day. One more thing right now. Now available as a podcast in the on-demand section found at WRAT.com. Eastside Dave, Marlon Brando, you know him.
I do. Marlon Brando, the Godfather, Streetcar Named Desire, Apocalypse Now, The Freshman. I could go on and on for days.
Marlon Brando, the actor, and all the stars of the films that Dave just mentioned there. You know, when he used to fill out checks, people did not cash them?
Why? I think I have an answer, but I don't want to mailbox it. Because it's Marlon Brando?
His signature was worth more than the checks.
That's what I'm going to say.
That he was writing out for.
Yeah. Because it's Marlon Brando. Exactly. It's an autograph. It's an instant autograph.
Right.
So why would you? If Marlon Brando writes you a check for $10, you're going to get the $10? You're going to be like, I have something from Marlon Brando.
He hates signing autographs. That's why it's worth so much.
Ah, there you go. That's it. That's the key. He didn't give a lot out, did he?
He never really liked signing autographs. So when he would sign something, such as a check, people would hold on to it and put it in a frame. And he's wondering why, like, the money was never taken out of his account.
God bless him. See, Marlon Brando's the best. That guy was nuts.
Nuts?
He was nuts. Yeah, nuts.
Crazy, right?
Remember the Celebrity Jeopardy sketches on SNL where John Goodman was Marlon Brando and he had a little puppet?
I do.
But they say that wasn't too far from...
The truth.
How crazy. Well, he's an eccentric guy.
Crazy.
He showed up to the set of Apocalypse Now, and Coppola's like, okay, so you're going to do this, you know, and your character's going to do this. And Marlon Brando was kind of just looking at him like a puppy, you know, with his head tilted, like doesn't know what the hell's going on. And Coppola's like, you did read the script, right? He's like,
actually, Francis, I forgot to read the script. I thought we could just wing it.
And Coppola's like, we're on location here in Asia, filming a Vietnam movie that's like $100 million budget. We don't have time for this. You didn't read the script. Like,
no, let's just make it up as we go along, Francis. Come on, let's go. It's called improv.
Well, if you get a check from him, do it. Where's some money?
He's been dead for 20 years.
That's crazy.
That's the truth.
That is nuts right there. There you go. Wrapping up the news of the day with one more thing. Check it out at WRAT.com. If you miss it, we'll have them up there posted.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.